Gillingham, the header and in! Across the line! And Gillingham done it!
Hello and welcome to the Gills Fancast. After a little spell on the sidelines, we're back in action now, ready to discuss and dissect all things relating to our wonderful football club. For those of you that may or may not be aware, I'm Rhys, probably the charming one in this whole operation. If you engage in conversation with our Twitter page, you're not talking to a robot, you will in fact be talking to me. Alongside me today is fellow regular James Hawkins, and for any previous listeners of the podcast, you'll remember that he's the one that generally upsets everyone with his opinions. In the coming weeks, we'll also be joined by another regular in the old regime, was Josh Keeble-Wells. He's just in the process at the moment of moving back down from his first year at uni, which is now done. So yeah, James, how are you? How are you, right?
I'm all right.
I'm better now.
I'm better now that a certain Mr.
Well,
Mr. Manager's gone.
A change.
I mean, how long have we been doing this? 1:09. I've probably already set up. Upset half the fan base.
We're sitting here in the glorious Costa del Medway sunshine.
We are, yeah.
Making the most of it because we don't get much of it.
Yeah.
But no, obviously we sit here on June the 1st.
Yeah.
Which means that Steve Evans is now officially manager of the football club.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone's had a week and a half, 2 weeks now to dissect the news since it first came out in that report from Scully that he was intending on giving him the job.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know pretty much what you're going to say, but what are your overriding thoughts on Evans now being in charge? Are you happy with it?
I think it's a fantastic appointment.
Yeah.
I really do. I think, look, people have got their own opinions of the man, that it's morally wrong, it's not right of what he's done in the past. But for me, what he delivers for this football club is all I care about. All I care about is this football club, how well they do, and unfortunately, football is a cutthroat business. It's not a very nice business. And you are going to get not very nice people in it. And look, at the end of the day, Steve Evans, we haven't met the man yet. There's plenty of stuff of him that you've heard that he's not a very nice man or whatever. But look, in order to be successful in football, you don't need to be nice. You don't need to be nice, and you don't need to be sometimes friendly to people to be successful. And ultimately, that's been the problem for Gillingham Football Club in the past 3 to 4 years, is that we've employed people that are so nice for this football club, and ultimately our best finish in those last, what was the Eddie Pennant reign and Steve Lovell reign joint together? What was it? Three years? Year and a half? Are you about a year and a half?
Yeah,
each?
They both had about a year and a half each. Yeah.
And the best finish you got out of both of them was 13th. Now, a lot of people said they didn't like Justin Edinburgh, but finished 9th with not a great squad that year. If you look at it kind of going forward wise, it was only Bradley Dapp really. And I just think this football club have been too guilty in the past 3 years of giving it to too nice people. And look, I'm pretty sure that most of you might not agree with me here, but if you ask me the same question in February, March, and we're sitting in the playoffs, and if we are sitting in the playoffs, are some of those people that have not agreed with the appointment going to come back? But you, they will.
I mean, my thoughts on it was that, whatever, obviously, before that Charlton game, the day before the Charlton game, that it came out that Lovell had left, whatever, that's happened weeks ago now. There's no need to gloss over that too much. But once that decision had been made, mm-hmm. I think pretty much the whole fan base was united in the opinion that it had to be someone with no inside relation to the football club, because we had tried that for the previous two appointments and it hadn't worked. Yeah, to a point, I get the argument that 13th place this like in the season just gone isn't a disastrous return at all. Right. But then I also did see a tweet yesterday from some account that the stats, it sort of says in terms of shots per game, expected goals, we were, and possession, we were rock bottom of the league. So I know they say the table doesn't lie, and it is true to an extent that it's your league position at the end of the season, which is what matters. I think there are still signs to suggest that the 13th place probably did flatter us slightly, and we do need to find improvements going forward.
We weren't good enough. We weren't. I still maintain that had it not been for sides around us being worse than us, I think we could have been in trouble. But look, Steve Lovell pulled out results when he needed to, and he kept us in the division. But ultimately, this football club needs a little bit of ambition. It needs a little bit of drive. And for me, Steve Lovell wasn't the person to say that.
No, yeah, that's my opinion, was that we've hit a crossroads now where I think the club had to take a step out of its comfort zone.
Yeah, it did.
Which the appointment of Steve Evans has certainly done that.
My argument is, Reece, is that after Paul Hurst had gone, which...
Yeah, he was my top
favourite. He was my top favourite.
Yeah.
Darrell Clark had gone. Who are you then looking to?
Yeah, if you looked down the list after them two had gone, there was Steve Evans was head and shoulders. Like Scally said, he was head and shoulders above the rest of what was available.
And
from a footballing perspective.
People can argue all they want, really wrong, but... People are probably going to slag me off left, right and centre, but I couldn't care. That... I would rather have a Morelli on manager and the team be successful than put up with Mr. Nice Guy and battle relegation.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that's that unpopular opinion. Yeah, does he come with baggage? It's pretty obvious he does. I mean, he's not going to be allowed to be on the touchline for the first four games, but maybe it's what we need. You know, we've heard plenty of things in the years since it happened that Alan weren't Mr. Nice Guy behind the scenes. It was a front to the media and to the supporters.
It was.
But behind the scenes, he was not the nicest person, but we won the league.
Spoken to plenty of past players. I've spoken to plenty of players that played under him that year, and they all said that he weren't a guy that you could probably go and have a beer with, but they said he was an absolute winner. And they said that he ended up becoming the best manager that they played under because they won the league under him.
Yeah.
That could be the same for Steve Evans. And I think I haven't agreed with a lot of what the football club has done recently, in recent years come by, but I think they've got it absolutely spot on with the appointment of Steve Evans this time.
Yeah?
Absolutely spot on. Yeah.
What surprised me actually with it, because obviously it had been well documented that Steve Evans had been sitting in the stands at games for what, as far back as Wickham away?
Yeah.
February time, I think that was. And obviously there was growing speculation that he was going to be coming in some capacity. And then when the news about Lovell going left, and sort of everyone sort of knew then, it was him coming in. And I was reading a lot of stuff that didn't surprise me on Twitter about, oh, don't want him. It's bad news for the football club, won't go to games. But to be honest, once it then came out, the reaction to it hasn't been as bad as I expected. And in fact, it's sort of been more on the opposite end of the spectrum. That I've seen a lot of people on forums and social media saying, now it's actually happened and I've had a few days to dissect it. I'm just going to get behind him and the team and see what happens. And that's the thing, all we can do. We know what has happened with Steve Evans in the past. You know, I've seen the same article about his episode at Boston sent to me 20 times since the news came out. I know I've read it. I know what's happened with him. I'm willing to give him a chance.
I think the argument of people staying away is absolutely just ludicrous and ridiculous.
I don't think people will stay away, personally.
The regardless of whether you support the management team or not, if you're not going to support the management team, support the players. Don't stay away just for the sake of you don't like him.
Yeah, because my argument to that is that surely that, as Gillingham supporters, we all love the football club more than any of us will dislike Steve Evans.
Yeah, exactly.
In which case, you know, we lost faith in Lovell quite a while ago before we left.
Well, me and you did.
We still went to games. You know, well, we didn't go, we're going to boycott because.
And we sat and gave Lovell credit where credit was due. It's going to be exactly the same. Just because I want Steve Evans and expect him to do well, am I going to criticise him when he gets things wrong? Of course I am. But that's just an opinion. Like, if he completely tactically gets a game wrong, I'm not going to sit here and I'll say, oh yeah, he's wonderful, just because I like him more than I like Steve Lovell. It's just absolutely no difference. So, I think...
Do I understand the morally wrong argument side of it? I do. Yeah. I can see why people have that opinion. But, you know, if he turns up and once he eventually gets into our dagger and he's getting into more trouble 2 weeks down the line, then yeah, we'll have a little bit of a moan about it. But for now, you know, he's coming. He's our manager now. Let's start with him with a clean slate.
Yep.
Exactly. And judge what he produces and how he behaves as manager of Gillingham Football Club.
He said to judge him on January the 1st and then at the end of the season, so we will.
Yeah, although some cynics would suggest that he won't even be here as long as January the 1st because of him and Mr. Scally being together. But
I think, somehow I think Evans is going to be here for longer than that.
So a question I asked you then, is that for those... Like doubters or those that dislike Evans, so to speak, what do you think Steve Evans has to do in order to try and win those people round?
He has to get the fan base closer to the football club. I think in recent years come by, and I think people can argue this point if they want to, and I'd love them to. That in the 3 years Andy Pennock and Steve Lovell have been in charge, a lot of people behind them too. Certainly more Mr. Steve Lovell. Did he really do anything to get the fans on side? Not really. I don't think he did. He was quite often to be known to argue with fans. I think it's important for Steve to really get the fans on side. He has to get the fans on side.
I think he needs a good start.
He needs a big start. He needs to make the field. He needs to take a leaf out of Martin Allen's book. A lot of people were unsure about Martin Allen when he first came to the football club. He was fantastic in the way he dressed. He addressed himself in the media. He got the fans on side. He brought them down the training ground. He welcomed them to the club. You heard stories that fans alike were coming on team buses and travelling with the team. Steve Evans needs to do something like that. He needs to get the fans on side. Like you say, big start, attractive football, entertainment, that's what my fans want to see, ultimately. The loyal fans will always be there. The 3,000 or 4,000 loyal fans will always be there, whether you're playing badly or playing good. It's the other fans around that he needs to put on good, attractive football to show that this Gillingham side mean business this season. But ultimately, I think his first job is one, to get the fans on the side, and two, deliver results.
See, the thing I would say to the argument of it being morally wrong and all that and his antics and the way his teams are and stuff, and I've seen people use the argument of it, oh, did you not see what his Peterborough team were like when they come down here last season, diving and being physical and all that? What I remember from that Peterborough game last season is Gillingham 2, Peterborough 4. That's what I remember from that game.
Yep.
That was probably one of the best performances I saw from an away team at Prince last season. Yeah, and to be honest, maybe this is a little bit of a controversial opinion. I believe Gillingham Football Club are best suited to be in a nasty team that people don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
To be in...
Weren't we in the Championship days?
Us against the world.
Weren't we like that in the Championship days?
Yeah, we were that year under Allen. We was a nasty physical team. Well, I remember the year under Allen we won the league, we beat Steve Evans Rotherham away from home, and he sent a DVD into the Football League saying how dirty we were. I personally don't have a problem with that. Because the last couple of years, I think, especially at home, we have been too nice and we have been too easy for teams to come down and play against.
Yep.
Let's be a bit more physical. Let's first 10 minutes. Stick one in on one of the opposition. Not saying go and hurt someone, but let someone know you're there. I don't think we do that enough.
No, we don't.
And let's create a bit more of a siege mentality at Priestfield and make teams not want... And that's... I think we thrive best in them kind of scenarios.
We do. And you've seen it before. And Steve Evans mentioned it in his press conference. He mentioned that game when... About... Not the away game, but the home game when they come down here. And he said Priest Field was absolutely rocking that day. That's what we need to do. We need to make sure teams come down here or come to Priest Field and are scared. Are scared of coming down here, don't want to play on, don't want to play a Steve Evans side. They don't want to play facing the Rainham end. Teams have come, you look at it, perfect example last year, a couple of examples. Blackpool steamrolled us, Shrewsbury steamrolled us, and they must have walked away with 78% possession and just kept the ball for fun. You can't let teams do that on your home ground. And that was ultimately our big problem last season. I think getting a good home record is a big thing, and getting a crowd really, really behind the team next season. I think it's a shout out to Jules fans as well, is that people need to stop with the scally stuff.
Yeah, we'll come on to that a bit later.
I think the team, with the way the management has gone and who the management are, the team are going to need the fans more than ever next year. And a good start will only happen with good support.
Yeah, because the way I look at it in terms of sort of home form and stuff like that, is I look at it the last couple of seasons. And the last couple of seasons, most games, the atmosphere at Priest Field has been poor.
Yeah.
But then I think, what is it that gets the fans going at games? It's a bad referee. When we feel like it's everyone against us.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we need to try and go out of our way to create that kind of that kind of environment and atmosphere.
Yeah.
Make us feel like we're horrible and it's us against everyone.
Yeah.
I think the fan base will then respond to that in the right way.
They'll unite.
They'll create more of an atmosphere, which will then rub off on the team, so on and so forth. And hopefully it will all work out. But in terms of him winning people over and stuff like that, I think this is a big opportunity for Steve Evans.
Massive.
Because
massive.
Everyone throws this tarnishes him with this brush that he's only ever succeeded when he's had an open checkbook, which may not be true. Probably is true in a lot of instances. We know for sure he's not going to have an open checkbook at Gillingham Football Club.
No.
So maybe he does see this as not only a challenge but also an opportunity for himself to go and prove some people wrong and demonstrate his managerial qualities that he can succeed with a team without spending lorry loads of money. Because he said himself two or three times already that he is aiming for them final five or six games of the season being in and around that playoff push.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a budget to compete with. So, well, look at Peterborough today. Smashed their record transfer fee on a player that played six games last season.
There you go.
That's what we're competing with. And Steve Evans knows that because he was Peterborough manager last season. Oh, yeah. Who Dan McAntony's quite happily called out saying he signed 17 players last summer, even though they seem to be doing the same thing now anyway.
Yeah.
So Steve Evans knows himself that we're not going to be top six budget-wise. But,
but he's
definitely the kind of guy that will have belief in his own ability.
Who won the league last year.
Well, exactly.
I doubt they had anywhere near a £1 million budget.
They wouldn't have been the top budget in the league.
Doncaster,
sure.
The same. Charlton had no money. And they're in Championship. There you go. Sometimes quality over quantity.
So, obviously, Steve Evans has said that going into the last few games of the season, he wants to be in and around that top six. But for you, what is the minimum expectation next season?
Top half.
I think that's about
top
fair. Because regardless of how good or bad last season was, the fact is we finished 13th.
Yeah.
So we need to do better than that, which is pushing into the top half.
Steve Evans
of the table.
Has to do that.
I think if we can finish in the top 10, I would say that's happy days.
Yeah, and unfortunately for him, he can't finish any lower than that.
No.
Because...
No.
And for Mr. Scally. Because if he finishes any lower than that, then he'll have the fan base calling for what was the point on sacking Lovell in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be top half.
And do you believe we'll improve
under Evans? I have
absolutely
no doubt in my mind that this football club is going to finish in the top half of League One next season under Steve Evans. Absolutely no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. And I think if it's any lower than 13th, I'd be shocked.
So you've got to look at it. So it's probably the league's probably going to be weaker again next season. When you consider
potentially
that we've got, well, at the moment, we've got two teams in the league that could not even exist by the time the season starts in Bolton and Bury.
Well, yes. That can be interesting.
Look at Rotherham come down as well.
Ipswich are going to be strong, I think.
Ipswich might be okay. Their number one goalkeeper could be someone that played for us last season.
Yeah. I mean, Lincoln, I think, will be strong under the Cowley brothers. I think you've got... Sunderland. I think Sunderland might want to stand for...
You could probably look at three or four, and then you probably say that it could be two, maybe three playoff places that could be up for grabs for absolutely anyone if they get things right.
Look, there's always a surprise package, isn't there?
Always.
There's always a surprise package. Whether they start flying at the start of the season... Luton just flew and weren't caught at any point. And then Charlton were always in there. Doncaster... Yeah, that's what I mean. There's always teams in there that you think, how did they get out? I think Blackpool only finished just outside, did they?
Yeah, Coventry.
That's what I mean. Coventry have gotten, they haven't even got their own ground. So there you go. That's the sort of teams that you compete with. Like you say, there's always going to be, Sunderland aren't going to stand for another season in League One.
I'd have thought Sunderland are going to have to cut the wage bill.
Yeah, so look, they may struggle. I think Portsmouth will be strong.
Yeah, they'll be up there.
Ultimately, we've only got to worry about ourselves. And if you just worry about yourselves and worry about getting your results, you just then see where you end up. But look, I'm being a bit optimistic here. I think we will be in and around the playoffs with 5 or 6 games to go.
You reckon?
I think we will be. I'm a full believer that Stevie's going to succeed at this football club. I think he thrives under the fact that he knows people don't like him. I think he thrives under the fact that it's probably the lowest budget he's probably worked with. And I think he thrives under those two things, and I think that's going to probably bring the best out of him, because he can really show his qualities as a manager. This isn't going to be the prettiest football side of Jules you're going to see in many years, and I think probably one of the dirtiest, but as long as it's controlled,
as long as it doesn't cross the line
and not like you say, cross the line,
say with people like moaning about Peterborough last season, they threw themselves to the ground and stuff. For me personally, if we're one to see a game out, I have no problem with us buying cheap free kicks. I see that it's generally an older generation of fans that hate that kind of stuff, and I do understand it, because modern football is probably a lot worse than the eras that a lot of people would have grown up in. But for me, gamesmanship is now part of football.
I think we were too gung-ho last year. I think there were times where we were leading games, and instead of like you said, game management and winning good free kicks in good areas.
Time wasting. Like
we were giving a ball away really cheaply, and there was times where we were leading games and we were just knocking a ball into the corner, trying to just giving a ball back. Got to be smarter than that. And look, it comes with experience, and it comes with experienced managers, and you're gonna get. I think Steve's side next year will be entertaining. I think we'll be good to watch. I think we'll be clever. And I think if we lose games under him, I think we'll lose games go down fighting rather than petty mistakes and ridiculous decisions.
Yeah, we might lose games because we come against teams better than us on the day.
Yeah, I think that's what it'll be. I don't think it will be basic mistakes like it was last year, but depends what kind of quality he brings in, doesn't it?
So obviously Steve Evans has come in with his long-time ally Paul Rayner.
Yeah.
I know Pete, another one that people have got various things to say about, but I think the thing people don't like about him is that apparently he got one of our players sent off many, many years ago. If that's the worst thing he's done to Gillingham Football Club, then I can get over that. But it sounds like Mark Patterson is also staying on board with them. You think that's the right thing?
Yeah. Pat's a good guy. Good coach. Knows the football club. Outright said he didn't want a job, which was good. Because I wouldn't want to see him leaving. I wouldn't want him seeing be put into a firing line. And I think he's a smart guy, and he knows himself that he doesn't need to be put in that position. He's produced some of the best footballers that we've seen at this football club. Oldacre, Jarvis, Dak, countless of talent that have come through that ranks. And it's all come through him. And I'm pretty sure Evans has been known to use his youth and his academy. And Pat was a big part of that. And he's a good coach and a real good guy. And I think Paul Rayner mentioned in his press conference that it was important that they had someone around the place that knew the club inside out and really tap into what the club needed and wanted. And in order to be successful, you need people that are around you that do care. And he's certainly one of those guys.
Yeah. So obviously now Evans has officially started his role as manager of the football club.
Yeah.
He'll be looking and working on, along with the CEO and Paul Scallion, bringing fresh faces into the club.
Yeah.
Seeing as at present the squad looks quite thin after the recent retained list. We'll gloss over that briefly. Is there anything that come out of that retained list that you didn't agree with?
Well, I'm going to make you happy here, aren't I? I would have given Alex Lacey no deal.
I can see why he's gone.
I can understand that because of the injuries that he's had, but you never know. I think that the times that he did play, good quality, very good quality. Yes, he didn't play enough, but my argument is Evans going to bring in a complete new backroom staff, meaning that would that backroom staff know how to recover Alex in the right way, meaning that he might have stayed clear of his injuries?
We'll never know.
And if he did stay clear of his injuries, he would have been a top class footballer. I can see why people didn't or kind of understood why he went. Shame about Tom Hadler, but he's been here for years.
He'd been in and around the first team for a couple of years now, hadn't he? Without ever really looking like dislodging Holy. So that wasn't... Oh yeah, I've got to be honest. There was nothing on there that surprised me.
Bingham, no.
Did surprise me though to see Bingham rock up Bromley. I thought he might have got a League 2 move, to be honest.
I thought
that's
he did.
A really good signing for Bromley.
Really if, good.
The big if again,
if
like
they
Alex.
Can keep him
if
fit.
They can keep him and fit.
Surprised he's gone down there considering they got 4G pitch. Not sure how that's going to be on his injuries.
That's true.
So, but yeah, fantastic, and I'm glad he's still in Kent. Hopefully, maybe we can go down and see a game or something, or maybe play him a pre-season. I don't know what the plan is, but.
Like I say, we have got a little bit of a squad at the moment, not a massive one of contracted players. I think we've got Gabriel Zakrani, Max Aymer, Brad Garmston, Mark Byrne, Callum Riley, Dean Parrott, Josh Reese, Regan Charles Cook, Elliot List, Brandon Hanlon.
Can I go with
you? I'll come on to him in a minute.
Yeah.
So out of those that are under contract, are there any that in particular you think could really thrive under Evans? And on the flip side, is there any that you think may well struggle to get into his plans at all?
I think you'll see a lot of DJ next year.
You reckon? I forgot to mention DJ, of course.
Yeah.
He signed a contract.
I think you'll see a lot of DJ next year. I think he'll be one. Look what happened to Dak when Alan brought him through. He ended up thriving. In the end, I know it was under Justin, he more thrived, but he got his breakthrough. I think DJ needs someone that puts an arm around him, tells him how good he is, and plays him every week. I think you'll probably see more of DJ. I think Regan will thrive.
Yeah.
Really thrive. I saw good quality from him last year. I think, Brandon... I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know is because what type of forwards is Steve going to bring in? Meaning that Brandon might get pushed down the pecking order.
That is the thing, especially with looking like Eves is going to leave. Evans is going to be looking at forwards.
He's going to be looking at forwards. I hope he doesn't, because I hope Brandon was fantastic towards the end of last year. And he really deserved the Young Player of the Year award that he got. Yeah, it all depends on who he recruits, because where he recruits is then gonna make up the mind of who plays. I actually think Max might struggle next year. The simple fact is that I don't think he's a Steve Evans type of centre half. All the times that I've watched Steve Evans, I've had big, tall, massive, big guys that can kick lumps out of people, and that ain't Max Aymer. Look, might surprise me. He might like Max as a footballer. Conor Ogilvy is not one of them, and he signed him.
No, yeah, so, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say until you see who and where he recruits, and then I think you can probably suss out who's going to play or not. I think the younger players certainly will thrive under Steve next season, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll come on to that quickly. As soon as he was announced, Evans announced his first signing as Gillingham manager. One that I think we all saw coming, regardless of whoever was in charge, that Conor Ogilvy has now signed for us permanently. A question of which your answer, I think, may have changed now to what it would have been 6 months ago. Good move or not?
Yeah, as long as he keeps him centre-half.
As long as he doesn't play at left-back again. Yeah. That is so strange that someone can be a natural left-back and then just move into a different position and just look a completely different player. I think he had one game at centre-half where he looked a little bit ropey. Yeah. But other than that, it wasn't just the way he was defending as well. It was the fact that there was games where he was carrying the ball 50, 60 yards out from the back.
Yeah.
It was like, where's this come from?
I know. As long as he doesn't ever play left back, I'm absolutely fine with it.
Fair play to him, because he's won a lot of people over.
And me.
Towards the back end of the season.
And me, I couldn't stand him. Honestly, couldn't stand him. He's won me over. So fair play to him. Getting out of here. Right.
Yeah, so.
Being a sundown.
Obviously, like I said, the squad isn't massive at the moment, so. As is inevitable, over the summer, whoever is in charge, there will be new faces coming in.
Yep.
What areas in particular do you think we need to be looking at most?
Well, we've got no goalkeepers. So that's one.
we could play Rush.
Yeah, we could do.
We should stick Evans in goal.
Well, it's Fillet. sorry, Steve. No, you ain't listening, so it don't matter.
We can bring that up to him Tuesday.
Yeah, we will, yeah. Goalkeepers, right back, centre half, left back.
Yeah, on that quickly. Fuller, obviously player of the year this season.
Yeah.
Do you think he replicates last season again, or do you think he will not play as many games next season?
That's a tough question. That's a real tough question.
Or do you think Evans will obviously still keep him and use him as and when, but do you think he'll look for someone a little bit younger to be that week in, week out? Filling on that right hand side.
I think he will play him because he epitomises everything that Gillingham Football Club and fans want.
I mean, it's not impossible that he may well end up doing what Lovell did a lot, is signing the right but then playing Fuller on the left. But I think that
I don't think Stevens will do that.
This I think will pain a lot of people. I think Bradley Garmson plays next season because Steve Evans already said he likes width and he likes players getting up and down and balls in the box.
Yeah.
I think this could be the manager that gets the best out of Bradley Garmson. I really do.
I think so.
I really do.
And I think he's come under unfair criticism. So, I think Fuller plays if he plays like he did last year.
Yeah.
Because how can you argue he was the best footballer at Gillingham Football Club? Statistically says that, and the wall says that.
I think he won it by an absolute mile.
And if he carries on that, then there's absolutely no reason why he shouldn't be in the team. So, yeah, you just have to wait and see. Form decides that, injuries decide that, because he's getting older, so he may pick up little niggles. We'll have to wait and see. But we need goalkeepers, we need defenders.
Centre midfielders, would you say we're well stocked?
No.
Or do you think we still need more?
DJ's good. Callum Riley, I think he'll get the best out of. I bet he's just stay with him and start football. He'll fucking kick someone, won't he?
Yeah, he'll quite happily take a yellow card.
Yeah, he will. Burn, I can see not being in the team. I can see Burn not being probably in the team as much.
Well, this is the thing, because where Steve Evans has obviously said that he'd Well, then again, Adrian Penix with this, when he come in, he likes to use wide players and get balls in the box and stuff. Assuming he sticks to his word on that.
Well, he's going to only play two centre midfielders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've got 5, 6, maybe 7.
Yeah.
We've got, what, Byrne, Riley, Oldacre, Charles Cook, Stevenson, Reese.
Yeah.
Am I missing anyone? I don't know if Chapman's going to be in and around it next season. Yeah, could be another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's a lot of options there. And yeah, if it is the case that only ends up playing two centre midfielders, that's an awful lot of competition. Which should, because
and
then hopefully
find someone.
Hopefully that might get the best out of all of them then, if it pushes them all on a little bit.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then you look at, well, yeah, wingers, if you're going off of what he's saying, and then your forwards. So I'm expecting 10 or 11 new signings.
Do you reckon?
During the summer.
Because, yeah. I don't know, because he's, in his press conference, he
quality over quantity,
he hinted at quality over quantity. But, so it, I suppose, if you look at, we don't know how far the budget's going to go.
But if you look at where we need positions, we need it all over. That's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem he's got. It's all right him saying, yeah, quantity over quality, but yeah, but you also need to fill those gaps, mate, because if you ain't got the depth, you're then struggling. So
I think we'll sign 7 or 8.
You think?
Yeah.
What, top quality?
I think we might sign a couple that everyone goes bloody hell.
Yeah.
And then the rest will be all right. I think probably better than we've recruited in recent years, but not mind blowing.
No.
But steady,
clever,
steady footballers that I think we may have heard of that we know will do a job. Like I said, they might not be the prettiest footballers, but they will come in and do a job at League One level.
Oh yeah.
That's the kind of player I expect to sign. But for a little bit of fun, quickly, any potential names from you of anyone we could or should go after?
I think Tyler Walker. I've said to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, he was on loan last season at Mansfield from Nottingham Forest.
Pretty sure Evans brought him in, didn't he?
I'm not sure. I think Evans brought him in.
I think we'll go for him. I think we'll go for Danny Rose.
Yes, another forward from Mansfield.
Forward midfielder? What is he? I don't know what he is.
I think he's a forward.
Yeah. I think we'll go for him too, straight away.
Do you know one I wouldn't be shocked to see? One we've been linked with a lot of times before and was released the other day, a Jose.
A Jose, yeah?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Evans had him before?
Don't think so.
No.
He's had a lot of players before. I don't think he's had before.
Jose, yeah.
Not he's been linked with us a few times, isn't he, during his time at Charlton. Obviously, he's been released now. also released from Charlton was Josh Parker, if anyone wants that one.
No chance.
To come back.
I'll refund my seat to get if he walks back through that door.
I can't remember who else Charlton released. Johnny Williams, but apparently he's going to go to Swansea.
Jesus
which
Christ.
Which is an interesting one. Mark Marshall. His best days are well gone. We saw the best of Mark Marshall when he played for Barnet against us. Yeah. When Fuller was here the first time.
I said about that, Bell.
But no, I've not really got any. I know from the goalkeeping perspective, a lot of people have spoken about.
Alan Chapman? That's what I've heard.
A lot of people spoke about Jordan Archer as well from Millwall. But I remember seeing him play against us for them and he was rubbish and got sent off.
Yeah.
Also, the goalkeeper that got punched, wasn't it, when we played Wickham on TV?
Yes.
So.
Can't remember his name.
That was Jordan Archer.
Is that Jordan Archer? Aaron Chapman, I've heard.
Where's he from?
Peterborough.
Oh, right, okay.
He's just been released, I think.
Player I don't think we'll sign is Matt Godden.
No.
Hearing what he said on the Kent Messenger podcast about Steve Evans the other day, that he was grateful to him for signing him. And that was about as good as he had to say about
him. No thanks.
but they're not all like that, because I know ex-Ebbsfleet and Crawley player, is it Andy Drury?
Yes.
Also did a KM podcast, and he was... He actually spoke really highly of Steve Evans.
Really?
So it just goes to show that, I think I said to you earlier, I think it depends what type of character you are. If you're a winner, I think you'll get on just fine with Steve Evans. Or if you don't like it when things get a little bit tough, I think you might find it a little bit of a rough ride under him.
Yes.
But we'll see. It's certainly going to be interesting to see who comes in. I'm just a little bit bored now of people just tweeting the club every day asking for signings.
Yeah, it's like a little bit annoying, isn't it?
As much as he'd like to, Henry Collier doesn't make the signings. So bombarding him with tweets every day asking for signings probably isn't going to get them in any quicker.
No.
But yeah, we'll move on from the playing side of things to, obviously, he spoke about it a lot recently, the chairman, of his genuine threat to walk away from the football club because of fan abuse. The first question... Do you think he could actually leave, or do you think it's hot air?
I think he will if he go. I think he will if it gets too much. I think he will.
You think it's a genuine threat?
Yeah, I think it is. I think if we're not careful, I think he could. And yeah, I think he could. And
do you think he just needs to be a bit more thick-skinned, or do you think he gets a hard time? Or do you think it's a bit of both, and there's got to be some middle ground somewhere?
I think that people need to have their opinions about Mr. Scully in the right way. In terms of when the players need support, what's the point doing it? Like, at the end of the day, if you've come to watch the team, if the team is 2-0 down, and then you're singing about the chairman, that's only putting more pressure on the players. They want your support. I would, yeah, do it in the right way. Go and have a conversation with him. If you don't agree with something, go and have a chat with him. He's quite often, in the past year and a half, said, my office is always open.
Apparently no one ever turns up.
You go then. So if you haven't got... people want to sing at these games and people want to say these things about Mr. Scully, but and then when he invites them up, they don't go. Why are you doing it in the first place then?
I think I get where he's coming from, because I heard him interviewed by Jim White and Simon Jordan on TalkSport, and I get the impression it's not the we want Scully out that bothers him. I think he accepts that being a chairman of a football club, you're not going to keep everyone happy all of the time. It's a bit of an impossible job. I think it's I don't need to go into it, the rest of it, the Scally, you're seeing next Tuesday, which apparently was being sung at Blackpool when it was 3-0 up. That, I completely understand his point on. We're 3-0 up on the final day of the season. I mean, we wasn't there, but it sounded like we was absolutely blitzing Blackpool that day, playing really well.
Yep.
Enjoy the performance we're putting in. Don't use that as an opportunity to batter our chairman.
Yeah.
And because that's what annoys me with it, is that everyone will be quiet, and it's as soon as we concede a goal, people start singing anti-Scally songs, like it's Paul Scally's fault that we've just conceded that goal.
Yes.
Now, this thing, I need to be a bit careful here, because it's making me sound like a Scally lover. I'm on the fence on Scally.
I am as well.
I don't love Scally, but I also don't hate him anywhere near as much as some. Obviously, he is the man that saved the club 25 years ago, however long it was. And obviously, in terms of finances nowadays, it'd be silly of him to spend money that the club hasn't physically got.
Yeah.
It's what it is, though. It's the talk about wanting to be in the Premier League and the new stadium and being a super club and all of that kind of stuff that I think wears a little bit thin sometimes, because we're not going anywhere.
That's the problem.
Instead of talking about Premier League, let's talk about trying to push into the playoffs in League One first, and then push into the Championship. I think what it is with Mr. Scally Sampson, I think he's tried to run with the club a little bit before he can walk with it. Yeah. And that's what I think we need to do. We just sort of need to rein the expectation in a little bit from the top and try and take baby steps forward. And hopefully that's maybe what we'll start doing now. Like I say, I think the appointment of Steve Evans is a fresh one. It's a step out of the comfort zone, which hopefully might give us a little bit of a brighter outlook on things. But do you think that the appointment of Steve Evans is potentially make or break for him?
Yeah, I think it's one last throw at the dice. I think it honestly is. I think if it goes badly, he'll get the brunt of it. If it goes well, and we end up getting promoted, or we end up in the playoffs,
he'll say I'm a genius, and he'll look exactly that.
Well, there you go.
He'll say, there you go, that's why I sat Steve Lovell and
there you go.
Made the change.
So, is he looking at it as a win-win situation? Because is he looking at it as if Steve Evans goes and like completely balls it up, I'll walk, because I know I'll get a stick for it. I think it's one last throw at the dice for him. I think he's sick of all the abuse now. I think it's tough for him. I think it is tough for him. I think, like you say, it's the personal stuff that really affects him.
This isn't the first time he's threatened to quit, well, though, is it?
No.
I know he did it over the white shirt row, whatever year that was, when he changed the home shirt to white, and I think everyone was sending complaints to Sea France saying they weren't ever going to use them. So I think he said that if he lost Sea France as a sponsor, he was going to walk, but obviously Sea France remained sponsor, and that one blew over. But he has always said that the day that the fans don't want me here anymore, I'll go. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more on Tuesday, because we're going to head up there, aren't we, to Priestfield, as I'm sure a lot of people are. Obviously, we've been to these Q&A sessions before with the management staff, and there's been an all right turnout, but the room's certainly not been full. However, on Tuesday night, I'm expecting pretty much every seat to be taken.
I think so.
I think a lot of people have got varying degrees of questions they'd like to pose to both the chairman and Steve Evans, and whether I've got as much to ask any of them or not is a different matter, but I'm quite interested to hear what they have to say in that kind of forum and that kind of environment. Maybe we'll find out a little bit more about it all. I just hope that people ask sensible questions, because we've been to these before and people have stood up and just gone, Mr. Scally, can you resign, and things like that, and it's not helpful, and you're never going to get the answer you want out of questions like that. Hopefully some good will come out of that, and we'll soon find out. That's about it from us today, rounding up the last week or so's news. Hopefully we'll have some signings to talk about in the not too distant future. I'm sure with what we've got Cricket World Cup on, Women's World Cup coming up,
great,
Nations League, Under 21 Championships, I'm sure there's enough football to keep everyone ticking over. And before we know it, pre-season will be upon us, and we can all start going and watch some games again and get right back into the swing of it. Thanks for listening. We appreciate any comments, feedback, whatever your thoughts on the subjects we've discussed. We'd be more than interested to hear what you've got to say on them.
Send your questions in.
Yeah, if you've got any questions, anything you want us to discuss, send them in, and we'll if we get enough, we'll form a podcast based on it. Anything that you've got want to say or get off your chest.
Try and get people on throughout the season.
If at some stage you're listening and you think I wouldn't mind getting on, just message me or message the account or whatever, and I'll pick it up. Because we've always said that we're all more than open to getting other people on board.
Yep.
At the end of the day, it makes a nice change to hear more than just our two voices sometimes, to hear a different perspective on things. If you're someone that isn't happy with the Evans appointment, we'd have no problem with having you on here and hear what you've got to say about it. We're not a one-sided thing that will take our opinion and we won't have anyone on that thinks different.
No.
We're open to anyone, any sort of opinion within reason. To come and hear your views and get it out there. That's all from us today. Thanks for listening. And lastly, up the Jills. Jills.